From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abilie reporting. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor appears to have violated federal law. The heads of the U.S. House Oversight Committee told reporters General Michael Flynn did not properly disclose payments he received from foreign governments for public engagements. The rare show of bipartisan consensus in Capitol Hill came after the White House denied the committee's request for documents relating to Flynn's contact with foreign nationals. After an hour-long classified briefing, Chaffetz said he had seen no evidence Flynn complied with the law. Representative Elijah Cummings, the committee's ranking Democrat, said Flynn's contacts were a major problem. He added the matter would likely now fall under the purview of the House Intelligence Committee. Afghanistan's largest TV station reports Friday's deadliest ever assault by the Taliban on a major military base in northern Balkh province. The attack left more than 250 soldiers dead, and the report accused authorities of hiding the truth. The government has been under fire for refusing to reveal the number of casualties several days after the attack. The deputy chairman of the Afghan Senate, the upper house of the parliament, informed lawmakers on Sunday that security officials told him the death toll stood at around 131. U.S. President Donald Trump remains committed to building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. But he told a group of conservative reporters Monday he's willing to wait until later this year for Congress to consider funding the project rather than insisting it be included in the negotiations. The current spending plan for U.S. government operations runs out at midday Friday, leaving Trump and the congressional negotiators just days to reach an accord. This is VOA News. Top officials from Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. met in Tokyo Tuesday to discuss North Korea's nuclear ambitions. U.S. Envoy for North Korea Joseph Yun said he and his counterparts from Japan and South Korea plan to work together on the issue.
We agreed among the three of us that we will coordinate all actions, diplomatic, military, economic, regarding North Korea. We'll continue to work very closely among the three of us together, as well as with our international partners.
President Donald Trump spoke on the phone with leaders of Japan and South Korea Monday to discuss the same problem. On Wednesday, the White House will hold a rare classified briefing on North Korea for the entire U.S. Senate. Malaria was officially eliminated in the United States back in the 1950s. Nevertheless, a new study says deaths or hospital stays from malaria infection are far more common in the U.S. than people think. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
Lead author of the study, Dr. Diana Ku, says malaria cases in the U.S. usually are blamed on people who visited other countries.
Most of the cases we get now are from travelers, return travelers, or foreign visitors. Compared to other travel-associated diseases, malaria outnumbers other diseases by a lot.
Between 2000 and 2014, about 21,000 people were admitted to American hospitals due to complications from malaria. More than 4,800 had severe malaria. Men account for 60% of malaria-related hospital admissions in the United States. Ku says overall, it can be prevented. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
President Donald Trump vowed Tuesday to confront anti-Semitism as he commemorated Holocaust Remembrance Day at the U.S. Capitol.
You tell of these living nightmares because despite your great pain, you believe in Ellie's famous plea that for the dead and the living, we must bear witness. That is why we are here today, to remember and to bear witness, to make sure that humanity never, ever forgets.
He called Adolf Hitler's massacre of 6 million Jews during the Second World War history's darkest hour. I am Ji Abilie in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.